Yeah, well, I suppose, seems like the wee bit of a break as well, I've seen in June and July, but most of them have been back in pre-season since the start of July, early weeks in July, and they're keen to get going again now.
Yeah. But listen, for you as an organising committee, obviously you have to put in the work as well for the league. But it's a compact league. There's a lot of competitions. I think in total is about 9 or 10 competitions, is there? And you guys have the bulk of the organising to do for that. So even though a lot of the action's on the pitch, you guys are always kept busy off it too, Dermot.
Yeah, that's right, Oisín. Like, I mean, domestically, across the four divisions, we would have nine competitions for our own clubs. And then on top of that, then you have the schedule in the likes of the Ulster Junior Shield, the Ulster Junior Cup, the FAI Junior Cup, and the Oscar Trainer.
Yeah, a lot of competitions there. Just before we look at the games this weekend, I know that the Oscar Trainer competition was one that the Inishowen League takes very, very seriously, and one that they want to do well. And didn't work out last year against Donegal in the early rounds of the competition. But when it's announced later in the year, and when I suppose everything is put in place for it, is that a competition that Inishowen's going to have a real crack at this year, Dermot?
Yeah, well, as you said, Oisín, we've entered the Oscar Trainer for a long number of years, and we had a purple patch, between 2013, 2017, when we had made three finals in those 5 seasons, and we're fortunate enough to win the 2015 one. Unfortunately, we lost the other two, but I think that's whetted the appetite for the players to get involved in the competition. From the league's perspective, we have to give credit to the players because they've always treated the Oscar Trainer competition seriously. They put in a great effort to represent the league and take great pride in representing the league. So we look forward to that, and hopefully it happens again this year.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear more on the Oscar Trainer as the season goes on. But listen, the action's getting up and running this coming weekend, and I suppose a new bar last year was set by Cockhill Celtic. They basically won everything there was to win in Inishowen, and likewise went on to lift the FAI Junior Cup. A very, very strong side, and I suppose at the start of the season, hot favourites again for everything, Dermot.
Yeah, I suppose circumstances beyond their control meant that they were back in junior football. As we've always said, that's where most of the clubs came from at the start. They had a very strong squad assembled last year, and they had a fantastic season without doubt, and they will be the favourites again this year. And they're there to be shot at for all the rest of the clubs to try and raise their standards and try and compete with them.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I suppose that when you had Buncrana in there as well, lifting the Ulster Junior Cup, it shows that there is sides that can mix with them.
Yeah, we said it at our presentation night. I don't know if it'll ever happen again, but we had the FAI Junior Cup on display, the Ulster Junior Cup on display, and the Ulster Junior Shield on display, all won by Inishowen clubs, which is obviously a first. So, that was a special night for all the clubs involved.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the action this weekend. We'll start with Cockhill Celtic. They're playing Cairn in the opening match as they start the defence of the Clubman Shirts League Cup. Can Cairn put it up to them at the weekend?
Yeah, well, Cairn, put it up to them last year. One of the first league games from memory. I think Cockhill just got over the line with a 3-2 in a feisty game after Cairn had led by 2-1 with 10 or 15 minutes remaining. It's three team groups in the Clubman Shirts. We have Cockhill, Cairn and Redcastle. Cockhill will obviously be favourites to come out of that group, I think.
Also this weekend, Clonmany Shamrocks against Greencastle. I think Clonmany have added a few players towards the season, and they're looking to do well this year.
Yeah, well, Clonmany, Marty Doherty came into the fold there as manager in Clonmany a couple of seasons ago, and he's done tremendous work. Not really sure of what any club have signed at this stage. Once the match cares and that come in from next week on, you would move better on the personnel. But I do know that they've lost a couple of young players, especially Jake Harkin and Oisin Hessian, who have emigrated to Australia, and they would be a big loss. But knowing Marty, he's very well organised, very good coach, and he'll have them very well prepared.
And the other game in the League Cup this weekend, Ellis Celtic, who have had a good pre-season, are taking on Kildaff.
Yeah, Paul Doherty's in charge again at Ellis, and Ellis have comfortably survived in the Premier Division the last couple of years. And Paul knows the league very well and has added a couple of players from what I'm hearing anyway. Kildare, on the other hand, have been promoted, and they've lost probably one of their best player in Brendan McLaughlin, who's gone to Institute. But John Jodarity, the manager, has come in last season, done a very good job getting them promoted. And he'd be happy enough with survival in the Premier Division, I would imagine, this year.
Yeah. The other games, we'll just mention them in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup. Glenady Colchester taking on Alia Reserves. QPS are up against Coghill Youths. Cairn Youths take on Glengad United. And Buncrana Reserves are playing Dunre United. Those are the games this weekend. But looking further down the track, the middle of September will be the start of the Premier Division, and things are going to swing into action that weekend. Outside of Coghill, Dermot, I'm going to probably ask you to put your head in the block here. Who do you think would be the other contenders outside of that for this year's Premier Division?
Well, obviously, I think Buncrana, you know, they were runners-up last year, so I'd imagine they'd be in the mix again this year. I know Declan Lynch has taken over at Alia, and they had a good run in the Summer Cup. They won the Letterkenny Summer Cup there last night. So it's hard to know, you know, what kind of squad he has assembled. Probably be in a better position to assess a lot of the teams, you know, after maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Clamanagh will put it up to most teams, as they have done last year and on previous years. I say Greencastle probably have struggled a wee bit. They've lost James Henry to Institute. And again, a couple of players, I think, have possibly retired. So it's possible that, you know, they might struggle a wee bit as well, while the newly promoted sides of Redcastle and Kildare will be up against it. But again, as I said earlier, on Kildare's perspective, Redcastle being in the same boat. Cahill Faulkner in charge of Redcastle again, and I think they'd be happy with survival in the Premier Division this year as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll look forward to it again when the season, the league season kicks up and running in a number of weeks' time. But in the meantime, Dermot O'Brien, many thanks for joining us on Highland today.
Thank you, Ozzie.